Everybody, hello and welcome to yet another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. On tonight's adventure, we will be breaking down the 98th episode overall of Pokemon, which is entitled Meowth Rules. So without much further ado, because there isn't much further ado to be done, I am one of your hosts, Dougie Fresh. I am joined by a man who is definitely more of a dog person, Professor Chris G. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you doing over there?
Aside from the fact that you had me watch kind of a mediocre episode, I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, I didn't make you. I mean, we kind of threw ourselves into this box that we can't get out of now, that we have to review every single episode of Pokemon. So, yeah. But I definitely am a dog person. I don't know if I said it on the show, but we have adopted a new kitten. The kitten, as of this recording, is just a little over 3 months now. And boy, is she all of 3 months. just curious as all get out. Finally dominated our dog. I don't know what that says about our dog. She finally asserted that. They were playing, I think it was yesterday, and they were, so we bought our cat like one of these like plastic tube things that she can go and like run in, and it has like two little holes that she can like poke her head out of and play play whack-a-mole with the dog. So our dog got irritated because every time that she would poke her head out, our dog would go over and put her head in and try to like catch her, but she would go into the other hole. And she got so mad that she hopped into the hole to try to get the cat. And I guess the cat was like, "What are you doing? This is my toy." And I don't know if she scratched him or scratched her on the neck or bit her. There was no mark, but all of a sudden all you heard was and she ran and she tucked her tail between her legs and ran into her little tiny box with her bed in it. And I was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, you little butthole. Our cat's name is Natiri. I was like, "You little butthole Natiri." I was like, "Come on now." So the cat didn't really like me too much. I went to the fridge and I took out some like a half thing of ham and I gave it to our dog to make her feel better. And the cat just looked and stared at me and was like, "Okay, so am I going to get some?" She got some like 30 minutes later, but didn't get it like right away.
Well, I mean, that dog's got to know you don't go into the toy.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, that's the cat's territory. That's, you know.
So it was just hilarious, like, because I'm sitting there and I'm watching this whole thing unfold. And Nala is our dog. She tries her hardest to assert her dominance over our kitten. And I mean, they get along, they play, but like when Nala's really trying to assert her dominance, she's really trying to assert that dominance, and the cat's just not having it. Like she does this like little jump where she'll be like standing in front of the dog. And if Nala tries to like go over like on top of her, she'll like spring up into the air, but like turn around. Like she'll spring up, turn around, and like jump on top of the dog as if she's going to ride the dog. And it's like, no, you're my bitch. So it's just funny.
And that cat's going to grow up, I would imagine, a little bit. That dog's probably where it's going to be.
Yeah. our dog is a little short little thing. And yes, our cat is definitely going to be maybe a tad bit bigger. And yeah, she's all of it. When the kids are done eating and if they don't put their food away from the table and scoop away the remainder into the trash. That cat is right up there to go in and eat it. And oh my gosh, and she knows when she's done bad. I'm like, Nateri, and I'll start walking towards her. She hops off and just runs. She just darts. That cat, I could not tell you how many times I am like running after this cat around the house, and she's just like going one way, I'm going the other. She's about to break my ankles. Like, I swear, if cats could play basketball, she would be perfect for it. But
yeah.
But how are you doing over there, my fellow co-host? It's been about a week since we recorded, and honestly, I think this might have been the longest week that we really did not interact as much as we normally do. How is everything over there in Dougville?
It's all good, man. It's, you know, not much going on. It's early December, you know.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away from our movie review premiere. Are you excited about that?
I am excited for people to hear it. It doesn't feel like it's been that long since we recorded it, which is the crazy thing.
I know. I mean, we recorded it, what, before Thanksgiving. We recorded that about a month ago now.
Yeah, it was definitely before Thanksgiving.
So, yeah, it has been a minute. I mean, this episode is going out in 2023, so, I mean, you can kind of tell the timeline of this episode for the free feed. This episode's going out, I believe, next week on the Patreon. So that's, if you're not subscribed to our Patreon, what are you doing, people?
Hey, get on that.
Yeah, go and get on that. But yeah, it's good. I really hope that people will be enjoying it. I have finally completed the post game of, well, most of the post game. I completed the post game of Scarlet and Violet to the point where I have not caught the legendaries, but on purpose. I'm kind of keeping that because there's, I think, three legendaries that I have to go into three or four separate temples to get them. But I'm kind of holding off on that until close to around when the DLC is going to come out to kind of give me something to do. Right now, I'm on the hunt for all 400 Pokemon that are in this game. They did just put Charizard in the game last Thursday until this past Monday morning. You had a couple.
That's why I didn't hear from you. That's it.
I got Charizard the first day. I got Charizard within the first within the first 2 hours of Charizard being released, and I was happy, but I was mad. So they have star ratings for like these raid events, and they have like 1 star all the way up to the Mega 7 star, and I watched Austin John plays maybe like an hour after the Charizard event happened, and he was going through, and I also listened to our fellow friend of the podcast, Blaine's, and I was watching their technique of how to get Charizard and what ways to do it. So I went through and I went through and did it. And come to find out, you can only capture Charizard once. You can participate in the raids as much as you want, but you can only capture the Charizard once. And I went in there, beat it with my Azumarill, and had three other people from online on there to kind of help me out. And we kind of breezed right through it. But some of these people doing this raid after I had caught Charizard, some people just need to go online and look at what Pokemons that they are allowed to use. Because I could not tell you how much wasted time I have gone through going in there to defeat this raid more than once to get some experience candies and have gotten beaten. I'm just like, oh my gosh, kids. So I was like, can you not watch? I mean, these kids were just looking to have their hands held in this battle, and you can't do that on a 7-star raid. These raids are hard. If you have the right people, it can be very easy. But if one of your people is not holding up their weight at all, these raids can be really hard. And boy, did I participate in a lot of these raids where I got my ass handed to me. And
yeah, that's why I don't play co-op Madden. Like, I'll play against people all day, every day, and I won't miss a beat. But if it's a challenge where I have to play with people, I hate it. Because either I feel like if I make a play, I fuck up, or if somebody else I'm playing on my side fucks up, I'm like, I could have been doing that and I would have been fine. You know, because you don't know who you're going to get matched up with.
Yep.
You know, I've been playing the game since it dropped. I could be playing with somebody that just got it this week. Like, you know, and
why the fuck would you put a grass Pokemon to face a fire dragon?
Yeah, that's just and that's day one stuff. I mean, I don't mean to sound like that guy, but you know that's.
You have people picking dragon Pokemon. Dragons are weak against dragons. You have people putting in grass Pokemon. It's just, I put in a water Pokemon that terrestrialized into a fairy, and it was like perfect because I can use Calm Mind. I can do all these things to like boost all my stats and then go in there and just get those two hits in, just boom, boom. But it takes time for me to be able to do that. So as I'm doing that, the rest of the team needs to kind of hold their weight and not pick a Pokemon when he does Fire Blast or Overheat, that you're fucking dead. Because every time someone dies, the timer gets cut down. So you have less time than what you started with. So say you have 60 seconds and someone dies, you can go down to 30 seconds right then and there. And yeah, it's... Oh, man. I could say so many things. And I'm mad because they're bringing Charizard back next week. And they put out, if you caught Charizard in the first event, you cannot catch Charizard in the second event. Even though you can breed Charizard to get Charmander, Charmeleon, and another Charizard, you can't catch another one. This is another fucking event. It's a separate event. And they're like, no, if you already caught Charizard, you cannot catch another one. Which I could understand for the first event, but if you're bringing them back for a second event, oh gosh, I hate it. but I'm having fun, and come to find out, Charizard is not a part of the Pokédex in this game, so he's just an extra Pokemon that you can bring into the game. So yeah. But outside of that, I think it's about time for us to get ready. For this episode, I'll do a little bit of house cleanup here. Oh, I got one more thing. So remember last week when I said that when they bring out the Charizard event, they're probably going to patch the game.
Yes,
they did.
Right.
And right before I played, I got rid of one of my duplicate Pokemon, which I was able to use to get extra items, and they patched the part of the game. So if you had it, during the patch, you could still duplicate items in the game. But if you got rid of your duplicate, like a regular person would, because we're scared of getting banned online, I got rid of mine. Come to find out, if you had it in the game, they're not banning people for having the duplicate Pokemon because it was a fucking glitch in the game. So I cannot duplicate any items anymore in my game because I got rid of mine. So now I gotta play the game the right way and fucking grind through, which I mean I appreciate, but I was having so much fun with that duplication glitch that they had put into the game. That I was a little angry.
I gotta play the game the right way.
First world problems.
I'm saying.
But yes, they did patch it. As of this recording, we are on patch 1.1.0 in the game. So yeah. I mean, come January when people are hearing this, there's going to be a whole new patch in the game. So I'm already...
Oh, I'm sure. If not, a couple.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's do a little bit of house cleanup real quick. As you stated before, today's episode is episode 98, Meowth Rules, or translated from Japanese, Lord Nyriss Island. And this episode premiered in Japan May 13th, 1999, and here in the States, March 25th, 2000. So that is our homework here. I do have the episode up. Are you ready to get into this episode that has been brought to you by code JVLJL6T6CH99W, Doug?
All right.
You like how I kind of snuck that in there?
I love it. I love it. Ever since you decided, you know what, I'm not going to do it specifically at the end. I'm just going to throw it in. You know, it's I'm personally, that keeps me on my toes because I don't know when you're going to do it. I don't want to know. I love it.
So someone just got lucky and got a pack, and this is a good pack. So for your game, you just got a Sword and Shield Brilliant Stars booster pack for your game, everybody. So hopefully the nice soul got that. Hopefully if people that are lucky enough to get these are not trying to double dip, maybe let someone else try to get it as well. But yeah. If you've been lucky enough to get it once, wait at least 2 weeks before you try to do another code to give another lucky soul a chance to win these booster packs. Because I mean, it's no sweat off my back, but I mean, I'm sure it's probably irritating. Episode goes out, someone's trying to go in and get it at 12:01, and they're like, "Son of a bitch!"
If I'm the first one in there, fuck them kids.
For real. So. All right, I will go ahead and start the episode this week, Doug. So this week...
Remind me when we get off here, I have something to tell you. That's not bad. It's just it's something video game related, but it's not related to Pokemon, so I'm going to save it for when we're done.
Oh, okay. So people that are listening to this episode, I'm sorry, but I guess it's a conversation that you're not going to hear.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we start this week off kind of different. And I'll just prefix this that we barely get our heroes in this episode, everybody.
Yes.
This episode is basically revolved around Team Rocket and Meowth, as Meowth is in the title. So we start this week off with Jesse and James and Meowth. They have crashed their submarine somehow. They probably rode a wave and landed on top of these rocks. But
yeah, it has to be, because you can't get up on these naturally, I don't reckon.
I don't think so. But they have crashed on top of some rocks in the middle of the ocean, and they are trying to fix the submarine. So We kind of gauge in, and the camera kind of focuses in on Team Rocket from a far view, and we're getting closer and we're getting closer. And you can see that Jesse and James are inside of the top of the head trying to fix whatever is wrong with the submarine. And James, he pops his head up. He's like, "Oh, maybe I just wasn't meant to be happy." And Jesse immediately comes back, and you can tell that she's a little irritated because James can leave Team Rocket yesterday and go back and be completely rich. Mm-hmm. And she's like, only spoiled brats like you can afford to waste time thinking that way. Haven't you ever heard of positive thinking? And she takes her wrench and she's like jabbing it into his face. And she's like, try looking on the bright side for a change. And then we get the star of the episode. And Meowth is like, I'm so happy. And Jesse and James looks inside of the submarine. And Meowth has a clam in his hand. He's like, I'm going to have a free clam for dinner. Oh, this makes me the happiest Meowth in the whole world. Oh, he wasn't inside. He was actually sitting on the outside on the rocks. Everybody, it looked like he was on the inside. And
supervising.
Yeah, he's supervising as Jesse and James are doing their fixing. And Jesse's like, well, talk about thinking on the bright side. But she's like, but it seems like he's taking the concept just a little too far. And James just gets mad and just, oh, wow. The way that he jumps off of this submarine, he kind of just swoops down. He's like, well, I'm very happy for you. And he takes me out by his feet, puts him upside down. Why don't you learn the move Payday and make us some money, will you? And Meowth gives us the best explanation as to why he can't use Payday. He said he spent too much time learning how to talk that he can no longer learn the move Payday. And that is when James drops him right on his head. Jesse comes over and was like, did I hear the sound of a coin? And Meowth is like, yeah, it's coming from James. Get him! And Jesse just takes him and just starts swinging him. And then all of a sudden, one of his gold bottle caps flies out of his jacket. And Meowth runs over and he's like, hey, this ain't a coin. It's some kind of bottle cap. And James is like, that's my most special bottle cap from my limited edition vintage bottle cap collection. And Jesse's like, I guess he loves it. And then that's when they look out at sea and they see our heroes on Lapras going through the ocean. And Team Rocket is like, all right, we're going to go and get them now. So we get the title sequence. And now, Doug, it is your turn right after the title sequence.
Yes. So we have a rare instance of seeing our heroes out. At nighttime, as opposed to, hunkering down at a Pokemon Center or whatever. And, Ash is up front and he's like, Tracy, do you see any places, where we can stay for the night? And Tracy's got it in his binoculars, which I can't imagine are that effective at night. But, that's just me.
Maybe they have night vision.
Maybe they have night vision. I didn't think of that. And, Tracy's like, not a lot of islands, just a bunch of rocks. And all of a sudden they see this flash of light kind of coming towards them in the water. And we get a wave comes up. We see it's Team Rocket. And so they must have got their submarine fixed, which, we didn't see, but we just kind of have to take their word for it. And they start doing their motto, and I'm not going to go into it because we get a switched up version a little later. So, they do switch up this version because it's at night. So they're like, they talk about late night and all that stuff, but we get a better version later. I think, right. Or am I crazy? Yeah. Or is that next week?
No.
So they're like, Jesse's like, you're about to be sunk. And as she's saying that, the submarine she's on starts to sink. So obviously, whatever they did to fix the Magikarp in the first place was the equivalent of chewing gum and paper clips. And, they're going down. They're like, SOS, somebody come and save us. And Ash is like, well, I really hate to do this. And he throws out Squirtle. And you think, oh, he's going to... he's taking pity on him. He's going to save him. No. He just sends Squirtle out to do water gun. And Squirtle's water gun skims across the water. Collides with the Magikarp. Jesse and James get blasted off. And you're like, Jesus, it's only 3.5 minutes into the episode. And then we go back on the submarine and we see that Meowth was hiding behind the fin so he wasn't hit. And him and Squirtle kind of come face to face. And
Squirtle.
He's like, oh, hey, come on, buddy. You know, we can work something out here, can't we? You know, Pokemon to Pokemon, pal to pal. And Squirtle's just like, pit. And Meowth gets it right in the mouth. He's like, I'm blasting off too. And he goes across the moon. And Jesse and James are in the water.
They look
They're right like, up. Oh.
There goes Meowth. <Yeah. laughs>
And he's flying so high. And we pan over to this island. And, you know, we come in. You know, through some trees, and we see a bunch of people surrounding this giant golden Meowth statue. And we pan in, and we see that there's, like, fruit and stuff, you know, on the altar. And we have this guy who's wearing cat ears and a nose and whiskers. And I think he's got, like, you know, cat fur, like armbands or whatever.
Yeah, he has little cat paws too.
And he's like, hear me. Tonight is the night that we have long awaited. Night that the ancient prophecy will be fulfilled. You know,
when the great Meowth of Bounty will bestow great wealth upon us.
And we kind of see a shot from I guess the statue's perspective, and we see a bunch of followers in robes and cat ears as well. And my first thought watching this, because mind you, it's been a minute since I've, you know, seen this episode, like, oh my god, Pokemon did a cult episode.
They did. And it's so funny because they're all these people. I mean, I'm watching this obviously later, but I'm like, man, these are some lonely people. But I mean, they believe that Meowth is going to be their savior by all means.
And so they're just kind of standing waiting. And he's like, the great Meowth will come and save us. And then we pan up and we see in the sky, we see a twinkling star. And come to find out that it's Meowth's charm. He's coming plummeting down to earth. He's got tears in his eyes. And he doesn't hit the water where it might have softened his blow a little bit. He just lands right.
That probably would have been even worse, bro. Water like when you're coming from that high up.
Yeah, but then, you know, you figure he's landing like right before the water, so he's like landing in wet mud.
Yeah, I'd rather,
I don't know,
wet mud and submerge my body. I mean, I don't ever want to be falling from that high and falling anywhere, but water will kill me if I hit it from that high up.
So we get a big puff of smoke and we see Meowth has caused a crater, and he pokes his head out. He's like, oh my god, that was, you know, I should be getting frequent flyer miles at this point. And, you know, he's all scuffed up. And we see a bright light come shining in, and his pupils dilate, you know, to kind of try to take in the light. And
we see the cult has captured him, and they are putting him on a big pedestal. And they're gonna walk away with him, and Meowth's like, "Wait, what? Whoa! What's going on here? What's going on? Okay, I guess I'll go."
And they put him down in front of the statue, and he's looking around. He's like, what's going on? And he looks up, and he sees the giant Meowth statue, and, like, that's a major Meowth. And he looks, and he's like, and he sees everybody
bowing
to is bowing, and we see that the guy that was speaking earlier and the elder of the group are approaching the altar, and the speaker's like, you honor us with your presence, and they kind of do a bow with the hand salute, and
words cannot express our gratitude. Please partake in our humble offering.
And Meowth, immediately thinking of on the monetary point of view, says, well, you know, I'm a little short on cash, but I could get you back on Tuesday. And they're like, oh my God, he can talk.
Like, did you hear that? Oh my gosh, it's shocking. I can't believe my ears. That's incredible. And Meowth starts thinking back in his head, maybe I should have kept my big mouth shut. And that's when one of the cult people speaks to the elder, and he's like, the prophecy doesn't mention talking. He's like, are you sure this is the Meowth of Bounty? And the elder is like, there's no doubt about it. The Meowth of Bounty is a special creature, so it must have special powers. And Meowth, he's not hearing this, and he's like, I bet they're trying to find out how to get rid of me. I'm so scared. And the young cult member, he's like, you're right. He's like, let the bounty ceremony begin. And the elder stops him. He's like, we mustn't hurry. If we start the ceremony too soon, we may have to put the Meowth of Bounty in bad spirits. And Meowth, he's like, I'm in trouble. He's like, I wish I was with Jesse and James. And the other's like, first, let's gain Meowth's favor, then we can begin the ceremony. And then that's when they offer the food over to good old Meowth. As Meowth is thinking about sneaking away, and everyone's like, we must bow before the great Meowth of Bounty and offer all of the food. And he's like, did they call me great? And everyone's bowing as Meowth is trying to walk away. He's like, they got me mixed up with some other Meowth. He's like, if I don't let the cat out of the bag, ba-boom, I could I could have a good thing going here.
He gets this big wide grin, and he's got like a semicircle or like crescent eyes. Like, he's got like this real like, he's got the look of the cat that ate the canary. Like, he's like, I could really work with this. And
exactly.
And, you know, we cut to the next morning, or, you know, I guess it could be afternoon, the next day. And he's chowing down on the fruit and stuff. Is there, yeah, nom, 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 nom. And he stops, and he gets this real sour look on his face. And he's like, And the speaker, do we ever find out any of these people's names?
I don't think so. I can continue this scene. What I would do is I will go and look on Bulbapedia if we have a name for this character, but I don't think he was ever addressed.
Well, I'm just going to keep calling him the speaker then. I think everybody that's watching the episode along with us, as you should be doing every week, will know what I'm talking about. So he comes running up, and he's like, are you displeased in any way, oh great Meowth? And Meowth's like, how come I ain't got any meatballs up here? And the guy shouts back, he's like, give me some meatballs. And Meowth's like, I only need about 100. And we do a time wipe, and he's got like this big tray of like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 compartments, and it's like, you know, like 7 rows deep.
In the Japanese version, I guess they find out that his name is Mikasu. But in the U.S. version, he is considered as young man.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep calling him the speaker. I might slip in a mic here or there, but...
Micah Sue, and then the cult is considered villagers, is what they're considered.
Or a cult. I've seen enough documentaries to recognize a cult when I've seen one. So he's got this big old tray of meatballs. It's like an advent calendar just full of meatballs. And he's like, well, this will do for a start. He's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And he's got like two forks. So, and he's like stabbing one, and he's got one, he's stabbing. He's just going to town. And you do another wipe, and he's sitting there. He's doing the classic, you know, fat belly. Ah, and he's rubbing it.
He looks like Garfield.
There it is. Yep, there it is. And he's like, ah, whisker licking good, which, you know, AFC reference there. Except he was eating meatballs.
I was about to say, he was eating meatballs. It would have been better if he was actually eating chicken. Maybe it was chicken meatballs.
Maybe it was. Those are good, too.
Yeah.
And so he sits up and he claps his hands. He's like, what can I do for you, old meowth of bounty? And he's like, bring me some entertainment. And the speakers are, bring the dancers. And it's cult members, essentially, because they still got the cat ears and the whiskers, but they're wearing hula skirts and bikini tops.
coconut.
Well, yeah, I guess they are coconut bras. And they're doing hula dance. And a couple of them get on the stage and say, oh, we welcome you, oh, great meowth of bounty. And they each kiss a cheek. And, you know, because he's a male meowth, his head gets all mushy. And he gets big old heart eyes. And he lets out smoke, and he's haba 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 haba, and he gets all wiggly like Jello.
Oh, you want to do that again, Doug?
No.
I'm sorry. That was just great audio right there.
The people heard me, and you can do what you want with the edit. I don't care. And the speaker comes up and he goes, are you entertained, old meowth of bounty? And meowth is in there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He turned into Brock for a second. He's like, yeah, this is the life.
And then we see some waves crashing on the rocks. And
meowth has a ukulele up on top.
And
he starts singing.
He's singing his little song. He says, landing here was such a blessing. I'm not singing the song.
No.
I refuse.
Now all day long, I'm happinessing, is what he says. And then he stops. He's like, but still, I wish I could spend my happiness with somebody. And that's when he starts thinking of Team Rocket blasting off from this episode, might I add.
Mm.
And meowth is like, he's like, I wonder what my old friends Jesse and James are doing right now. And then that
he's talking about it like it's been like 3 years.
It's no longer nighttime, so he's been there overnight already.
And, yeah, but it's probably only been like a day or two.
Yeah. And he looks out and he sees a Lapras with the twerps on there. He's like, oh my gosh, it's the twerps. He's like, if they find me, they'll wreck everything. And he starts thinking in his head of Ash, Tracy, and Misty just saying all sorts of mean things to him. And Ash goes, that's no meowth of bounty. He's like, that's the meowth of Team Rocket. And Misty's like, yeah, and it's a no good Pokemon thief. And then we got Tracy. He's like, the only thing that meowth will bring to you is bad luck. And then he starts thinking of the villagers, and they're like, you work for Team Rocket? You have deceived us. You're a fraud. And then they all start jumping in at him in his mind, might I add. They're not really saying these, but this is all going on in Meowth's head. And Meowth, he's like, my happiness will be shattered. And then he thinks of a glass, of him inside of a glass, and it just breaks and crumbles. Doug?
So he's, well, I can't be having that. And then we cut, and the speaker is with a couple of miscellaneous people, and he's like, three people and a Pikachu are landing on the island. And like, oh. And then Meowth comes running up. He's like, listen to me. You gotta kick the kids and the Pikachu off this island. They're dangerous. And he's like waving a flag. And he's like, you know, danger, danger, Will Robinson. And the the elder gets in the kid's ear. And he's like, for the good of the ceremony, we have to keep him happy. And, like, oh, very well. Bring in the Meowth of Bounty Guard. And Meowth's like, the guard. That's when the statue that he was sitting in front of all that night essentially comes to life, and it's, you know, it's chugging along. And It's coming above the trees, and Meowth's freaking out. He's like, how's that thing moving? It's huge. And
this was hilarious because our heroes are on the other end of getting kicked off an island by these cult members. It's just hilarious.
So, you know, we see all the gears turning and stuff, and then we see that it's a bunch of cult members in there. Kind of rowing it like a Trojan horse, and they're all chanting Meowth, 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 and you know the thing's rumbling, and Ash is like, well, gee, maybe we can find some rare Pokemon here. And they're stopped, and like, what was that sound? And then they see over the hill, they see a giant, well, they see the giant Meowth coming across.
It's a shiny Meowth. And,
yeah, what, 20 years before they were a thing?
For real.
And Tracy's like, that thing's over 20 feet tall. And he's like, that's too big to be a real Meowth, never mind the fact that it's shiny gold. this part was really dumb.
They literally tried to kill these three heroes. So if you're not watching this, which you should be watching this with us, the gold Meowth has a big paw. So someone's moving the big paw to come down and swat our heroes as if they were flies. And it goes and it hits the ground, and our heroes must have been standing like right in front of it because they didn't get squashed, but it caused enough commotion to let them do the anime flying. Ah! And Ash is like, that was close. Pikachu, thunderbolt attack. And Pikachu's like, all right, Pika. And it tries to do it, but it's made of solid gold. And what's up? Gum?
D-U-M-B. Dumb.
Oh, dumb. I was like, what do you say? Yes, it's made out of 100% pure gold, which, okay, I want to point out. So they're trying to get Meowth to bring them money. They want Meowth that can do payday so they can get paid and be very, very, very wealthy. Now, why would you use your money to create a big old Meowth gold machine instead of using that money for maybe a small tiny statue that can honor Meowth? Why would you use that much money when you're looking to get money, unless they're looking for a reimbursement? Man, this damn Meowth machine costs so much money. We need to get something back for this.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've heard the old saying, you've got to spend money to make money.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that applies here.
I don't think
so. Because, like you hit the nail on the head. Instead of using this thing to make this giant payout, you know, allocate the money through the island. Maybe you don't have to live, but maybe they're so committed to this lifestyle that they're like, no, this is the only way. We must build this effigy to Meow.
So he will come down from the heavens.
Right.
And bestow upon us all the money in the world.
Because if it's any Meowth worth his salt, he knows payday and he will help us. Well,
so
you see where that's getting him.
So essentially, and I'm just trying to stretch this podcast as much as I can, because we're going to be done with this podcast fairly quick. So does that essentially mean that anyone that has a Meowth can become rich once it learns payday? Like, that's the way that they're treating this.
I was sitting here watching this episode, and I should have done it when I finished, but I was actually watched the next one, just, you know, because I try to do things in two if I can, just whatever. I didn't remember offhand, what does payday do?
So payday is, I mean, it's in the video game, it's an attack. So
right.
he gets money and he basically chucks money at his opponent, and the money, the coins, like, plummet off of the Pokemon that it's hitting and causes damage. Now, in the anime, payday creates money. So it can come out and just bestow a bunch of money out of nowhere, out of thin air. It just it just makes currency. So I don't know how that kind of works. I wonder if we ever figure that out later on. How payday?
Because I'm sitting here. Is it a once a day attack where it's like, oh, it's 12 o'clock, time for me out to use payday, and you get whatever you get for the day, and then like, okay, that's good, we'll put that in the bank, or okay, we'll use this for dinner. I mean, is it one of those things where it's like, hey, Meowth, payday, and it's like, you know, whatever, and it pays the meter or whatever. I mean, like, you would think, as dedicated as this cult was, of the Meowth coming down and bestowing riches upon them with payday, you would think they would have gone into the myth of payday.
Yeah. And I'm looking it up now. Let's see. Is a damage-dealing normal-type move introduced in Generation 1. It is TM-16 in Generation 1, TM-57 in Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, and TM-2 in Sword and Shield. And I think this is the only episode that talks about this move. So yeah, is payday real money in the anime? However, during the joke, yeah, this is the only episode that they acknowledge payday in the anime. So we never get that. I mean, at least from what I'm seeing, I don't see anything else. But in the video game, okay, so in the video game from Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, he's taking his charm and multiplying it and chucking it at the Pokemon, causing that Pokemon to to get hurt. And then at the end of battle, whatever money you were going to get, you get a little bit more money because you're able to pick up the money that was thrown during payday. So, okay, that kind of answers our question, but not really, but yeah.
Not really, but it's just, and it's kind of weird that they did this whole thing, and like, you know, this is the first we're hearing of charm, and I'm sitting here, and I'm even more frustrated, because this is, we're dealing with Team Rocket, right?
Yes.
So if they knew And yeah, they might not be bright in Kanto, but they know enough to know what Pokemon they're dealing with. So they know that they're walking around with a talking Meowth, which is unusual to begin with, A. You wouldn't think at one point James at least say, hey, don't you know a move that gets us free money? And then maybe they spend an episode trying to teach him Charm instead of the 5 minutes we get in this episode here in a couple minutes.
Yeah, you would think so.
Like, so I'm not here trying to give...
A little frustrating, isn't it?
I'm not here trying to give 2,000 Pokemon ideas. But this was a missed opportunity.
Very much so. So
yeah. Shocker. Thunderbolt doesn't work on a solid gold Meowth.
So, sorry, everybody. Yeah, so Meowth is like, haha, you can't hurt me. And just our heroes are like, okay, so we need to run. So this Meowth literally charges after the heroes. And our heroes are like, oh, crap. And they go to the side of a hill. And each one of these becomes a professional diver because they jump off this cliff perfectly into the water as a perfect dive. The Meowth stops at the end of the curb and is like, okay, they're gone. Turns around and goes and walks away. And Ash comes up in the water. And he's like, I guess we weren't wanted. And Misty's like, this island isn't going to get too many tourists now, is it? And Tracy's like, not if they keep that Meowth around. And Peach is like, yeah, Pika, Doug, you want to take on this next part of the scene?
Yeah, so we're just doing everything with Togepi. Like, Togepi was out this whole time, so Togepi, you know, I'm just watching, like, Togepi's just sitting in the water just chilling, and so that means Misty jumped off the cliff with Togepi in her hands, so we're just... We're not worried about Togepi anymore. Togepi back.
Togepi doesn't have a Pokeball.
Well, that's a whole nother 10-minute discussion. So we go back to the altar, which is obviously missing the giant Meowth statue now because that's on guard duty. And one of the villagers, cult members, whatever, acolytes, whatever. It says acolyte on the closed caption, so take that what it's worth. We have removed the three young people and the Pikachu from the island, and Meowth's like, ah, you have done a good thing.
Good job.
And the speaker sits up and is like, but as they were leaving, these two washed up on shore, and the giant Meowth has Jesse and James in its paw, and they all kind of lock eyes, and they're like, blah, blah, and I was like, oh my god, fuck. And Jesse's like, what are you doing down? What are you doing up there, Meowth? Get us down from here. Tell us what the fuck's going on. And, you know,
they're like, wait a minute, no, don't throw us. He felt such remorse from doing this.
And the speaker is like, the great Meowth know these people? And Meowth kind of snaps to attention. He's like, oh, right, I'm a god. And he says, I have never seen them before in my 9 lives, you know, because he's a cat. And Jesse's like, this is some bullshit, and you're just a great big liar. And James is like, well, Jesse, it looks like Meowth is on the road to happiness. And we're about to get off on the off ramp. And Meowth's sitting there, he's like, they're gonna wreck my whole setup, they're gonna blow up my whole spot, and he's like, you have to get rid of these people too. They only bring unhappiness and very bad stuff. And he's like, get rid of them now. I mean, he's like turning into like full dictator. And the elder's like, we must do what the great Meowth commands us to do. And the speaker's like, all right, good. And he's like, throw him into the sea. And Jesse and James are like, oh, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck? You can't throw us in the sea. We can't swim. We just came from the sea. What the fuck? You know? And the great meow, or the statue, turns and heads off. And Meow's sitting there. And he's like digging his claws into the armrest. He's like, I had to do it. They were going to mess it up. But he's like, I had to do it. I had to get rid of my friends. He's like, this is... Oh, he's like racked with guilt. He's like, I could stay here and be happy. And Jesse and James get chucked into the sea like the heroes dove, but basically it's the same spot.
Yes. I'm surprised that they didn't run into our trio unless they got right on Lapras and was like, all right, peace.
I think you just answered your own question. Jesse's like, this place is crazy. And James is like, what are you listening to that miserable meowth for? And the speaker's like, how dare you speak of the great meowth like that?
It's like, don't you see that the great meowth is the one who is destined to bring us wealth and happiness? They're like, huh? No way!
Like at the same time, like, no, BS.
And I think this was around the time that we got the Who's That Pokemon of the episode, because they kind of fade out, but they fade like back in as if they just came back from a commercial break.
Oh, yeah, we don't, yeah, that's weird. I didn't even notice that we didn't get it, but yeah, we didn't get it. So now I'm curious as to what it would have been.
Oh, I have it. So on Bulbapedia, on the Japanese version, it was Meowth. And I like the Japanese one because you wouldn't have known what it was because it's Meowth eating meatballs in the picture. And then in the American version, we just got Magnemite. I don't know.
You literally see one Pokemon in this episode. three, I guess. But
yeah.
Four, I guess.
We see nothing of Magnemite in this episode. Is Magnemite in the next episode, Doug?
No.
Okay, so I have no idea why. Yeah.
Now, if you would have told me it was Scyther, I was like, okay, that makes sense.
No. Not yet.
So yeah, we come back and Jesse and James have obviously gotten back on the island because they're running around in a bush, and they pop their head out and they go, and this is when they see, you know, Meowth is sitting on the altar where he was when they left him. You know, and the golden statue is behind him because he's not on guard duty at the moment. He's surrounded by four of the dancers, and he's just laughing it up, and he's living up, and he's high on the hog. And
on cloud nine, as they would say.
And Jesse's like, look at that traitor laughing it up. And James is like turning softy, and he's like, maybe Meowth really has found true happiness. And Jesse's like, well, that's a valid point that I wasn't considering. And we zoom in and we see that the women are feeding him strawberries and cherries, and the speaker and the elder approach the altar and they say, it is time to perform the bounty ceremony. And I'll say, what the fuck's he talking about, bounty ceremony? And the elder's like, yes, according to the prophecy,
you must use payday.
And must bring a bounty of coins to help great, you know, wealth and happiness and all this stuff. And I was like, did he say payday? What the?
And then they're like, yeah, let the ceremony begin.
And we see Meowth start to sweat, and he's like, what are they going to do when they find out that I can't use payday? And he like gets up and he's like, well, I must be hit time for me to be hitting the old dusty trail. And he takes the plates of food that the women were holding and he
just
goes
like
to
Garfield. I swear they got Garfield vibes in this episode.
And he turns to exit and the statue puts a paw down and is like, you know, none shall pass. And he picks him up by the tail.
For a machine, that is a very flexible Meowth machine. I just want to say that. That can
and,
be held by a thunderbolt.
Well, no, because it's fucking solid. And the speaker's like, oh, great Meowth, please perform Payday. And
they start yo-yoing Meowth. And the machine's literally taking him by the tail. It's like, yo-yo, come on, Payday, Payday. And the villager is like, shake those coins out. Shake them out. Meowth is like, no, it's no use. I can't use Payday. And everyone is in the village is like, what? A Meowth that can't use Payday? Are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm dead serious. And everyone in there, they're like, what? He can't use Payday? What? What? There must be some type of explanation. What's going on here? And one of the village, the young man, Mikey, I'm going to call him, well, I can't call him Mikey, but Mike Osu, or however you pronounce it, goes over to the old man. He's like, you told me the Meowth of Bounty used Payday. And he grabs him by his collar. And he's like, there's no need for harm, young one. Yeah, so he calls him young one. He's like, the old man is right. Take it easy, kid. He's like, the only problem is that the great Meowth has not had time to learn Payday or use it in a very long time. And Meowth, I love his one-liners. He's like, that might be slightly over-optimistic of you. He's like, all the great one needs is a little bit of battling experience. And I'm sure he will recall how to use Payday. And Meowth is like, no dicey. I used up all my smarts when I was learning how to talk. And he's like, all you need is some experience. He's like, don't be so sure. And he's like, this must be part of the great Meowth Bounty's plan to test our trust. And the young man is like, then we shall have a Pokemon battle. He's like, do we really have to? Meowth goes. And they're like, come bear the Meowth of Bounty to the stadium. And they start
takes
walking
off.
And the golden Meowth doesn't let go of Meowth and just turns around and just starts walking over to this stadium. And then we see Jesse and James. Doug?
James is like, when are they going to learn that Meowth's not going to be able to use Payday no matter what they do? And he's like, because, you know, at the end of the day, you can't teach an old cat type new tricks. It's cat type is not a thing yet.
Yes.
Meowth was a normal type, for goodness sakes.
Normal type.
Jesse's like, ah, yes, but Meowth's going to learn a lesson that way. And we do a cut, and we see that the stadium is packed with people, and Meowth gets thrown down, and he's looking around. He's like, there's an awful lot of people here for me to disappoint. And
that is a lot of people compared to the small amount of villagers that we saw throughout this episode so far.
Oh, yes, but see, we were only seeing the ones that were on the committee. These are the people that probably live off in the suburbs, off in the distance.
God.
And, you know, they got the email. Oh, shit, there's something going down at the stadium. So then we cut into the crowd and we see that Jesse and James have procured some robes, a couple of pairs of cat ears and a couple of noses. So as to blend in with the people, and the young man and the elder appear in a skybox essentially, and Oh, great Meowth of Bounty. Please gain experience quickly so you may learn to use Payday. And Meowth's like, the only thing I'm trying to use here is the exit. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. And
they release the Nidoking on his butt.
And that thing comes blazing out of the gate. And Meowth's like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. And he runs and he's like dodging the Nidorino's or the Nidoking's horn, and we see an aerial view, and he's just getting run rings around the stadium. And Meowth's like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. And we have a close-up of Jesse and James, and they both say in unison, Meowth. We see Meowth is starting to slow down, and he collapses, and he's like, I think that's enough experience.
And Nidoking turns into like a little softy and just pokes him on the back. And when Meowth falls, he's like, hey, are you okay? Are you okay? Because I take it they don't want to hurt the Meowth, because if they hurt the Meowth, it won't learn Payday or be able to use Payday.
They'll just be out.
Yeah.
And the young man's like, all right, let's see if he's produced any coins yet. And
you see a whole bunch of villagers just hop the guardrail, and they just jump down. Oh, there's no coins here.
Son of a bitch. And they ran him. He was all over this place. There's nothing here. And they start shaking their heads. And the elder's like, he must need more experience. And son of a bitch.
Then the more experience he shall have.
And Onyx just comes through the gate. He doesn't even wait for the gate to be lifted. And Meowth's like, oh, son of a bitch, not an Onyx. And
he's like, this experience is going to kill me.
And he can't even run now. And Onyx is just barreling down. And
this must have been Brock's Onyx.
and this Onyx apparently didn't get the memo about, you know, red shirts on the quarterbacks in practice. Because this Onyx just barrels into Meowth and just sends him skyward. And Jesse and James are like, son of a bitch. And Tail comes down and he just gets slammed down into the ground. And Jesse and James are like, oh. And he's getting squeezed. And Meowth's like, somebody's got to help me. And James is like, no matter what Meowth's done, he's still our friend. And we have a flashback of like positive Jesse, James, and Meowth moments. And that's so positive. One of them, they're drowning and getting shot moments. Jesse's like, oh, son of a bitch, you're right. And she gets up and she's like, let's go help him. And the elder at this point is in the box. He's like, great Meowth of Bounty. Please gain experience quickly so you may use Payday. Never mind the fact he's probably got like 27 broken bones. Meowth's like, it's no use. I should have known I wasn't meant to be happy.
But it's at the point that Jesse and James comes and saves the day, right, Doug?
Yep, because a shiny silver object comes and hits Onyx in the head, and he drops Meowth to the ground, which can't have tickled. And all of a sudden, more come flying out of the distance. And Meowth, the elder's like, it worked.
Meowth is like, did I really learn how to use Payday? And we pan off to the side and we see Jesse is taking money that they, I'm guessing, have stolen on their journey and or scammed off people. And they're just chucking it into the stadium, just one coin at a time. He's like, this is the last nickel that I have. And she's like, come on, James, you must have something. And he takes out his gold bottle coin. He's like, but maybe these will help. And he has three of them, and he throws them out. And he throws them out there, and they're like, oh, look, there's more. There's more. Jesse James shouldn't have had to. That was enough coins that was thrown out there. He didn't have to give up his favorite bottle coins.
No, there was enough. I mean, maybe Jesse's like, okay, now you contribute something, but yeah, there was enough to prove the point. And Jesse goes to leave, and James is like, are we going to
save our friend?
She's like,
I think he'll be happier here than being with a bunch of losers like us.
And James is like, ah, bet. And they go running off, and we have a fade out, and we're back on the altar, and apparently it's been enough time for me out to rest, because there's not a scratch on him. And there's a big, like, gold chalice sitting on a table, and they're like, oh, Meowth of Bounty, we cannot thank you enough for what you have done. Look at all these coins you have produced and fulfilled the ancient prophecy. And he pours out the coins. He's like, I still don't understand how I produced all that money by myself. He's like, and he's just looking on.
Eternally grateful. We would be honored if you would stay here and rule us. Oh, great Meowth of Bounty. Meowth is like, I guess I don't know my own strength. And then he looks in to the chalice and he's like, wait a minute. He's like, this is James' favorite bottle cap. And he pulls the gold bottle cap out. He's like, they did this to help me. And the young man's like, is something troubling you, old Meowth of Bounty? He's like, I miss my two friends. And he's like, I gotta go. And he just runs away. And the villagers have all been paid out, so they don't run after him this time. So he goes running, and Jesse and James are on their way back over to their submarine. And they're like, oh, it's just the two of us. But look on the bright side. It looks good for our figure. And then all of a sudden, we see Meowth just running. They're like, huh? And then they go running, and Meowth is running after them. And Meowth is looking. He's like, Jesse, James, I wish they were here so I could tell them how sorry I am. And Jesse and James went and ran behind a rock so they wouldn't be seen. And Jesse and James overhears them. And he's like, for what I did to them, and begged them to forgive me. And now everyone is running after the great Meowth. Stay with us, oh great one. Stay with us, please, great one. We need you to stay and rule for the happiness of all of our people. And Meowth is like, I don't bring happiness to anyone. And they're like, what do you mean? He's like, you think I'm supposed to be this great cat, but I'm just a big rat. And there's only two people in the world who ever cared about me. And Justin James is like, huh? He's like, we may have messed up a lot, but we used to fight each other a lot too. But at the end of the day, we always had each other's back. Doug?
And, you know, he's like, you know, we always had each other's back. And he said, I thought I was happy here without them, but then I realized that having them with me was my real happiness. And Jesse and James are kind of like, oh my gosh, is Meowth really gonna, you know, make us teary-eyed over here? And and the elder's like, please, you need to stay here. The people need you. And as he comes out, and she says, I'm a friend who needs you. And him says, make it double. I need you too. And
then they go through the model.
Yeah, they go through the model. And then Jesse says, you protect us both from desperation. You unite us with jubilation. You help chase away our loneliness. You're a mess, but we love you nevertheless.
like Jesse.
You know, Jesse, James.
Team Rocket's friendship never ends. So let's set sail on our ship of friendship. And they kind of do. And I wanted to point this out. They kind of did like a Sailor Moon moment here, the way that they kind of jumping out and make fun of me all you want. But Sailor Moon, I do dig me a good Sailor Moon episode. But and then they jump onto the submarine and Meowth is like, aren't you mad at me? Doug, I'll let you finish.
And Jesse's like, of course we're mad at you, but you're still our friend. And it's like, oh, do you think you could ever forgive me? And Jesse's like, we have to forgive you, otherwise you won't pay us back all that money. And Jesse, well, she also says, all the money in bottle caps that we threw. And Meow's like, oh my God, that was you. and he gets all teary-eyed, and James is like, let's go, pal. And I was like, I have real friends. And he's like, he jumps into he jumps onto the submarine, which I should point out has a little bandage over one of the eyes. So that's their equivalent of fixing it.
Yep. then he gives the line of the episode to the people.
He says, never forget the things that really make you happy. And he zips into the hatch. And they're like, please don't go. And the submarine turns submerges and it's gone. And for some reason, I can't explain, we're back with Ash, Tracy, and Misty.
Because we can't end the episode without being with our heroes. So Ash is like, I can't believe why we were chased off of that island. He's like, maybe the island was just for cats. So it's like, maybe it was for a whole bunch of cat lovers. When it spotted Pikachu, it had to chase us off because, get it, everybody, Pikachu is a mouse. Cat beats mouse. So, yeah. And then Ash is like, yeah, maybe you're right. And Tracy's like, yeah, maybe it was guarding something. And Ash is like, yeah, you know, you're probably right. And then the narrator starts taking us out of the episode as our heroes go off into the sunset. But that's not the end of the episode, is it, Doug?
No, thankfully. I was honestly a little concerned that that's how they were going to end it. But we get one final little button with Team Rocket, and they're sitting on the submarine and they're fishing, and James is like, I wish there really was some way we could get me out to use Payday. And Jesse, obviously being part of the audience during the attempted experience gathering, was like, well, maybe getting me out to battle more Pokemon is the key. And Meowth kind of picks his head up and starts to kind of sweat a little bit. And James is like, well, if there's even a slim chance it's worth a try. And you know, they throw out Arbok and Weezing, and we get a final shot of Meowth. I thought we were supposed to be friends. And that is the end of the episode.
Yes. So what did you think of this episode, bro?
Potentially the worst one that we've watched.
But how did you think reviewing it?
I mean, obviously, I had fun reviewing it.
Yes.
Because, you know, anytime we get to get on mic and shoot the shit for a minute, it's a good time. But
this, you know, this one we kind of struggled with.
This was a struggle. And I mean, at a certain point, you're like, look, we've got to go off on this tangent. Otherwise, this episode's going to be like 45 minutes long. Yeah, this was a struggle.
Yeah, just a little bit.
This was a struggle, and a minor spoiler, next week's not much better.
I mean, it is better, but not by much. Maybe by much. By a sliver of a hair.
We are definitely about knee-deep in filler territory again.
Yes. Well, I mean, luckily this season of Pokemon is not as long. So,
well, that's true, which means that the filler episodes stick out just that much more.
Yeah, it does. So, but yeah, everyone, Doug, what are you giving this episode on your Dougometer?
I mean,
be honest, it's all good.
I mean, one.
I might give it a solid 2. I mean, it had some funny moments. I think the 2 will go for a lot of Meowth, because Meowth is a slick character. So we got a whole episode just full of just slick remarks from him. So
I'm not changing. As I was watching this, I was like, this is when I was watching it, you know, earlier today, I was like, this is a 1.5 episode. And then, as I was going through it just now, I was like,
we've had better.
We've had a lot better. And like, yeah, Meowth's great, but he cannot carry an episode. Like, I mean, you know, I've said this before. You give me a whole episode of Team Rocket in Unova.
Yep.
A happy fella.
But this was a bit much.
This was a stretch. I mean, you know, we've had backstories on Jesse and James, and I enjoyed those. I even enjoyed the backstory of Meowth. But, or even that episode where Meowth. You know, but this was just, I mean, when they actively essentially throw Ash, Misty, and Tracy off the show.
They literally
literally cliff. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm sticking with my guns and staying with my one.
So, and I want to throw out there, this is not within like the episode, but this Pokemon pack, my reverse holo and my rare card are both the same fucking Pokemon. So I have a Wormadam. One of them is a fighting type, which is the reverse holo, and the rare is a non-holo grass type. But they're both so kind of made me a little upset looking at this. I just happened to just pick up the Pokemon pack right now to see what Pokemon cards I had. And this was a dud pack, if it was a dud pack. How the fuck are you going to give me the same Pokemon twice at the very end? Jeez. But yeah, I'm good, Doug. All right, so did you have anything else to add to this episode, bro?
No, I mean, like I say, I've had fun, you know, reviewing it, but like, you know, when it gets down to the end of the year, I'm not going to look at this episode and go, that was the best time I had this year reviewing an episode. Like, it happened. Yeah. It happened because it's in the name of the show, but it happened.
So, all right. Well, that being said, bro, go ahead and give your goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you, make sure you tune in next week, because I can almost guarantee that it won't be a 1 Pokestar out of 5. Have a good night, everybody, and I will see you on the other side. Thank you.